3,000 years after unwittingly committing xenocide against an alien race called the Buggers, Andrew Ender Wiggin travels between worlds as a speaker for the dead, someone who reveals the unvarnished truth about the deceased. While civilizations have risen and fallen, Ender has experienced only 20 subjective years due to relativistic space travel. He carries two profound secrets: his identity as the infamous Xenocide, and a cocoon containing the last hive queen of the Buggers with whom he communicates telepathically. When a call reaches him from the remote colony of Lusitania, where humans have discovered a new sentient species called piggies, Ender sees a chance for redemption. The situation has become volatile after two xenologists were killed in bizarre ritualistic murders by these forest-dwelling creatures. "I destroyed one alien species," he reflects. "Perhaps I can help save another." At the center of Lusitania's troubles is the Ribera family, a complex tapestry of trauma and resilience. Novinia, a brilliant xenobiologist, orphaned when her parents died developing a cure for the devastating Discolata virus, married the brutish Marcao instead of Libo, the gentleman who truly held her heart. Their six children each developed distinct coping mechanisms. Ella became a surrogate mother. Miro followed Libo's path into xenology. Quim embraced religious fervor. Olliato retreated behind artificial eyes, while the youngest, Quara and Grego, manifested their family's dysfunction through troubling behavior. Their home reflects their psychological state, a Spartan structure with random additions, bearing witness to years of neglect. What binds this fractured family is an intricate web of secrets. Novinia sealed scientific files, the children's silence about abuse, and Miro's dangerous sharing of human knowledge with the piggies. These secrets have become both the family's foundation and its potential destruction. The Pecaninos, piggies to the human colonists, appear primitive yet demonstrate remarkable intelligence and sophisticated social structures. The central mystery? Why would these seemingly peaceful beings ritualistically kill two human zoonologists who had dedicated their lives to understanding them? Both victims were found carefully eviscerated with small saplings planted in their chest cavities. Even more puzzling, the piggies seemed genuinely distressed when they realized humans viewed these acts as murder. Ender's investigations gradually uncover a profound biological reality. The piggies exist in a symbiotic relationship with the forest's trees. What humans interpreted as ritual murder was, in piggy culture, the highest possible honor, an attempt to grant their human friends access to the third life stage. As Human, a philosophical piggy, explains, "We thought we were giving them the gift of life, not taking life from them." The full truth emerges when Ender witnesses a dying piggy transform into a tree, not metaphorically, but literally. This revolutionary biological reality forces humans to fundamentally reconstruct their assumptions about intelligence, consciousness, and the very definition of life itself. The Descalata organism is central to Lusitania's biological mystery. It unglues DNA molecules and promotes bonding with foreign genetic material, creating hybrid life forms. Novinia's parents discovered a treatment allowing humans to survive with the Descalata, while uncovering that the entire ecosystem has been shaped by this organism. Most significantly, the piggies and trees are the same species at different life stages. This creates a dangerous situation. Humans on Lusitania carry the Descalata, controlled only by daily medication. If they traveled elsewhere, they could trigger an ecological catastrophe across multiple worlds. Learning of this threat, Starways Congress dispatches a fleet with a planet-destroying weapon. "We're facing the same choice I faced as a child," Ender realizes. "Destroy them because we fear them, or try to understand them, even at great risk to ourselves." The Descalata raises crucial questions about whether it's natural or artificial, and if humans have the right to alter another planet's biological foundation. The concept of the speaker for the dead represents the novel's most enduring philosophical contribution. Unlike traditional eulogies that sanitize the deceased's life, a speaking reveals the complete truth, virtues and flaws, achievements and failures. When Ender conducts Marco's speaking in the town square, he reveals the painful truth. Marco was completely sterile. All six children were fathered by Libo, with whom Novenia conducted a decades-long affair while refusing to marry him. Yet Ender also speaks to Marco's dignity, how he never revealed this truth, how he tried repeatedly to win Novenia's love, how he remained loyal despite her betrayal. The speaking forces everyone to reconsider people they thought they knew. This philosophy extends beyond human relationships to interspecies understanding. When Ender writes about the piggies, he's helping humans understand them on their own terms rather than through human preconceptions. Understanding doesn't mean condoning, he explains to Miro, but how can we presume to judge what we don't understand? The power of speaking lies in its refusal to simplify or sanitize, acknowledging the messy complexity of real lives. When is it right to intervene in another culture's development? This question plays out across multiple relationships in the novel. The Starways Congress has established strict non-interference protocols for studying the piggies, ostensibly to protect their natural development. Yet, as Ender recognizes, the law isn't about protecting the piggies, it's about maintaining human superiority. Miro and Wawanda have been secretly teaching the piggies agriculture and medicine, believing this intervention is moral despite being illegal. When Wawanda suggests developing a way for piggy mothers to survive childbirth, Ender rebukes her. You think you're so advanced, so progressive, but you're the worst kind of cultural imperialist. The novel suggests that ethical intervention requires three elements: full understanding of consequences, consent from those affected, and humility about one's own cultural assumptions. When Ender negotiates with the piggy wives, he doesn't impose solutions, but establishes a framework for mutual exchange where both species can learn from each other as equals. This philosophy extends to personal relationships as well. Ender creates conditions where truth becomes possible, but doesn't force outcomes. Speaker for the Dead explores redemption through genuine understanding rather than mere forgiveness. Every major character seeks redemption. Ender for Xenocide, Novenia for her role in Pipo's death and betraying Markau, and the piggies for killing humans they meant to honor. The path begins with confronting uncomfortable truths, but requires transformative action. Ender demonstrates this by negotiating a treaty, fostering mutual respect between species, and by committing to heal Novenia's family when he becomes their stepfather. The most powerful symbol appears when Ender finds a home for the Hive Queen's cocoon after carrying the last survivor of the species he destroyed for 3,000 years. Her emergence on Lusitania to rebuild her civilization brings his redemptive journey full circle. The novel concludes with three intelligent species preparing to share a world despite an approaching fleet that threatens them all. I think that means that it's time to start to live, Novenia tells Ender. The story resonates because it shows redemption isn't about erasing the past, but creating a future that honors lessons from our mistakes. Perhaps our greatest journey isn't across stars, but across the boundaries surrounding our hearts and minds.